All right. Yeah, you guys can go ahead and keep filling out the surveys. I've got to find my my fancy little clicker here. All right. Let's see this. Yeah, and if you'd like, if you're on an iOS device, you can connect to the Wi-Fi. It's called Church Survey, and it'll launch a page already with the survey on there. So if you want to do that, you can do that. This morning, though, I wanted to go a little bit. I am preaching this morning, but I wanted to kind of half the sermon up a little bit and do a part of it before the offering break. Just because, you know, a lot of Sundays we break for offering, but we don't really have, you know, what you're giving towards. And, you know, I wanted to kind of do this as a status update, as a thing, just to give you a little idea of what we're involved in as a church, what we give towards, what we support. And so I wanted to do that with some slides and things. And the reason, you know, I use slides is so you're not looking at me. So that's good. But we're gonna go ahead and go through these. And the first part of this is mainly tech. And you know, you've seen the cameras. You've maybe have listened online or watched online or something. And I've had a few responses to that, from people about what they think about it, what they think we're doing, kind of the mission for that. So I wanted to give you the status update for that. And the first thing I wanted to discuss was video. And so I went and I launched this week, I launched all the metric systems, and I tried to see kind of where we are and the kind of stats that we have. And I was surprised. The video, you know, I was surprised, but I'll get to, you know, what really surprised me later. But just to give you kind of an idea, we've done video for about 5.5 months now. And in those 6 months, we've had 2,500 sermon and worship videos played. That's during the week. That's archived. That's on live stream. We have somewhere between 20 and 30 live viewers every week who tune in. We have the app now. You can listen on your iPhone or iPad. You can listen in. You can watch wherever you are. It works over 3G, 4G, Wi-Fi. And we have that on over 250 devices. Every time I push an update, that's about how many updates how many devices update. It's a good metric on how many devices it's on. And then I kind of have the breakdown for you of where these people are coming from in terms of tech, how they're listening, how they're watching our services. And it's weird because, you know, we have 20 or 30 who watch live, but then during the week we have so many other people who go back and watch the sermons. And it's people who have never been to our church, people who don't even live in the state, in the country. And so I kind of want to give you an idea about the website as well. We've had 1,500 visitors during that time. These are different people, 11,000 page views from 26 countries. And so that's the video portion of this. And it was, you know, surprising to look at some of these countries, United States, Brazil, Germany, Canada. And, you know, some of these will be three or four different people from that country who have tuned in. But I can tell, you know, how long they watched and which sermons they watched. And it's amazing to see the same people come back and watch another sermon or listen to another audio podcast. And they subscribe during the week. And so it's amazing to see people who might speak English in a different country, they're able to tune in and listen to the sermons or listen to the podcast. Now, what really surprised me, though, the most out of any number that I pulled was the audio. And, you know, all these metrics are kind of meaningless unless there's a purpose to it, unless we're actually reaching somebody, unless we're actually, you know, changing a life with it. Somebody's actually listening to our sermons. And what I noticed from the audio, though, when we streamed the radio, in the last 2 months alone, we streamed over 41,000 minutes of sermons and worship. And it was amazing to me that we had streamed that much, and that counts, you know, that counts the different listeners. And we've had over 2,500 different listeners in 66 countries listening to our services here. And it's amazing. I pulled it up, and so I tried to, you know, the first time I saw it, I didn't believe it. So I tried to pull every report I could and, you know, get as many different things as I could to see who they were, what it was happening. Because, you know, I can check the listeners in here, and I can see on the audio, you know, who's listening, and I don't see that many on the audio portion. I tried to figure out where they're coming from, where, you know, where these people are hearing about our station in these different countries. And, you know, it took me about 2.5 weeks, actually. And I would try, you know, a couple hours, I would try to look and try to find online or somewhere who was broadcasting it. And here's some of the countries that I broadcast to. And I found that there was this radio station in Bangladesh. And it's a country, you know, over near India. It's a small country. It's 90% Muslim. But I found there was this radio station called BD Radio, and they do a bunch of, it's called Hindi stations and BD Radio, Bangladesh stations. And there's one station in there, in their app that they do, and they have a huge following. There's one station in there called Apan. And I don't know what that means in Hindi. I've tried to look it up. I think it means Apan. But this station rebroadcast us 24/7. It's our audio. Right now what I'm saying is being rebroadcast over that. And for some reason, they've decided to rebroadcast our church. And I don't know if this is a way they get church into this predominantly Muslim country, if this is a way they get Christian teaching in. But 24/7, we broadcast. So I broadcast all week long. I leave it on. I leave it going. I play every sermon I can think of back there. And we get these listeners from all over the world that have changed us. And different countries have their own apps or their own radio stations that are rebroadcasting us. And so I couldn't tell you how many I found that have been rebroadcasting. But in all of these countries, over 66 countries, United Kingdom, Bangladesh, Singapore, Afghanistan, Kenya, Algeria, it goes on and on, Senegal, France, Kuwait, there are people listening. People listening to our service, people who the gospel is reaching. And a lot of times this will be the only Christianity that they hear during the week. This is the only thing they come in contact with. And they might stumble across us. You know, I see a lot of people, it's IP addresses that I'm tracking. A lot of people will come for like 30 seconds. Or a minute. And predominantly they stay. You know, we've had people 35 minutes. There's a few, the top like 20 who have listened, you know, to 4 or 5 hours apiece. But predominantly, you know, we'll have these people who stay for a minute or 2 minutes. And so what we're working on is this short blurb that plays every time they connect. This short 1 minute gospel message. Something we can outreach to them. Something that our church can reach these people that we would never be able to see or go to in any other medium. And we're able to reach them with the audio. And so, like I said, it was a global reach that we have. And so here's just some of the countries that we've reached so far. I tried to highlight them for you, just so you can get an idea of where this audio is going. And I was blown away by this. I didn't realize this till about 2.5 weeks ago, like I said, that we're having this kind of reach with just a tech ministry. And, you know, that's something that you give towards. It's something we support. You know, we run the internet during the weeks. We run the video stream. This is something you can give towards. Like I said, in Bangladesh, now their primary schools are in English, which is why I think we have the predominant listeners coming from there. On the radio player, we've had 500 sessions just from Bangladesh in the last 2 months. And that's 500 different times that someone has listened to our stream. And, you know, it's really blown me away. And we have a contact form on our website that... that lets people, you know, give feedback or lets people, you know, talk back to us, tell us what they think. And so I just put a few of these up here to kind of encourage you guys. And I send this out to our tech team, to our video guys, just to kind of let you know that people are listening. This one, thank you so much for the sermon, moved with compassion. I'm blessed spiritually when I listen. When I share this teaching with our church, many people were blessed and touched. And then another one, here in Brazil, I've been ministered to by the word of God, by this media. Keep walking and growing in this ministry. This one, thank you so much, as I'm not sure you realize the difference this makes and the help it is. And then my favorite one, please leave the stream on longer at the end. I like to watch the people. So we get all kinds. And that, you'd be surprised. I've gotten that one more than once. So I enjoy that one. But really this morning, what I'm talking to you about is who we are as a church. Who we are as a church, what we're trying to accomplish with the tech ministry, with our outreach ministries, with our giving, with our ministry, with our services, with our sermons. What are we trying to accomplish? Who are we trying to reach? And the thing is, you know, like I said, metrics are worthless unless we're changing people, unless we're changing lives, unless souls are being saved, unless the gospel is being preached. And that's what we're doing. And so, you know, we're the hands of God in the world. You know, who we are as a church, we're the reflection of God. Like I said, we're the only God some of these people are going to see, some of these people are going to hear during the week. In their countries, they might not come in contact with another Christian, but they come in contact with our stream. They come in contact with our gospel message being preached. I read a story about a little girl who was coloring in class, and she was, you know, real intent on her drawing, and her teacher came up behind her, and she asked her, you know, what are you drawing? What are you coloring there? And she said, you know, I'm drawing God. And the teacher kind of thought for a moment. She said, you know, no one knows what God looks like. And the little girl didn't even look up. She said, well, they will in a minute. And so, you know, we're the face of God in this world. As a church, we're the outreach. We're the hands and feet. And so I want to talk about something a little more practical, too. That was the tech side of things. But there's another thing that we support as a church, and that's the Karuna. It's the Gandhi Leprosy Colony in India. It was the one I stayed with when I went to India a couple of years back. And a friend of mine, Michael, is the one who runs it. And they've actually branched out last year, and they started a Karuna Boys Home. And so what they started doing was taking boys of lepers, boys of the afflicted, and they started taking them in and educating them, giving them food, giving them a place to stay, trying to give them a trade. Either it's computer education or it's some kind of mechanical trade or something, but they're trying to raise these kids to have a life outside of the stigma of a leprosy colony. And so we helped them found this, actually, as a church. We supported them in June last year and then again in December, and we're going to do it again this summer. But they started with six boys, and that's, I just talked to Michael this week, and that's grown to 12 now. Like I said, the children of lepers. And they started with six boys, and they're growing. And this summer, they're going to do a VBS camp for them, for the girls and the boys from the leprosy colony. And so we're going to support that. We're gonna fund that camp for them. And so this is just another thing that we're giving towards. This is another tangible thing that we're outreaching as. Because as we as a church, we have to be the hands of God. We have to be the feet of God. We have to be the face of God to the world. And this is a verse that kind of gets thrown around and we kind of gloss over it. But, you know, it's almost like a motto for us as a church. It says, as you've done it to the least of these, you've done it to me. And so we can't lose sight of that. We can't get so caught up in, you know, programs we have for ourselves. We can't get caught up in kids' programs we have for our own kids or different outreach programs that we do for ourselves. But we have to reach out. We have to do it for the least of these. And then finally this morning, the main text, and this is what I'm going to preach for after the offering break, is from Nehemiah. And it's the prayer that goes kind of throughout the book of Nehemiah. And he prays, remember me, O God, for good. And so that's what I wanted to kind of focus on as a church right now, is what will we be remembered for? When people think about Victory Harvest Church, when it comes into eternity and the Lord looks at Victory Harvest Church, what are we remembered for as a church? What are we remembered for what we gave for? Are we remembered for the building? Are we remembered for, you know, the lights? Are we remembered for the amount of people? We're not. We're remembered for what we did for the least of these. We remember for how we took the mandate God gave us and what we did with it. That's what we're known for. And so this morning, as you give, as you, we have the offering boxes, we have the kiosks. As you give this morning, really keep that in mind, that what you're giving towards. And then, you know, come out and help serve with us. You know, we do the Kids Zone Outreach in Big Oaks. If you want to come out and be a part of something, talk to me. If you have a dream to go on the mission field, if you have an idea for an outreach in Baton Rouge, come talk to me. Because this is who we are as a church. This is our identity. We want to be the church that reaches out. We want to be the hands and feet of Christ. And so as we go this morning, I just want to remind you, you know, if it's your first time here and you don't want to sign up for something, you can give with your card anonymously. It takes 10, 15 seconds. You can swipe it at the kiosk over there if you want to give credit or debit, if you want to give at the offering boxes. But, you know, the real thing is just giving. You know, it's not the amount. It's not the, it's not the recurring. It's not the thing. It's the idea that you're giving towards something. And so whatever amount God puts on your heart, whatever that is, give that. And really, you know, be a part of this, really buy into the vision. And then, like I said, come be a part of the outreaches. Come be the hands and feet. And, you know, and we can change our image as a church. We can become this. We can become the face of God. So let's pray this morning. Father God, thank you so much for their hearts, God. Thank you, Lord. We come here today, God, to find you, Father. We come here to fellowship with each other, God. And we thank you so much for what you're doing in our hearts right now, God. And we thank you so much for this outreach we have, Lord, that we're changing lives in different countries. God, that we're making a difference as a church, Father. And so we pray with Nehemiah this morning, God. Remember us, O God, for good. Remember Victory Harvest Church, O God, for good. Remember us for what we did for your people, God. What we did with what you gave us. God, we give an account for that, Father. We don't take it lightly, God. We don't take it lightly when we take in your money, God. When we take in what belongs to you, Father, we don't take it lightly. And so we thank you this morning again for what you're doing. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, we're going to take a quick break and do that, and then we'll start in about 5 minutes. Love.